You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. And joining me in studio, president of Film Dayton and coordinator of the motion picture program at Wright State University, Nicole Richter. Nicole, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
So the Film Dayton Festival, what year is it for this?
This is actually the sixth annual festival, and this is the Eichelberger Film Dayton Festival of 2014.
Great. You've got a nice lineup. It's a mix of local, international stuff. Let's go through the rundown of what's going to take place this weekend.
Sure. The festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, we have The Infinite Man, which is a film from Australia, and that'll be playing at the Neon. And then at 9 p.m., we have Flick My Clip, which is 25 comedy shorts. So if you're interested in having a ton of fun and laughing with an audience on Friday night, make sure to come out to that at 9 p.m. at the Neon.
And tell me how this year's films were curated.
Sure. The Flick My Clip is separately curated by Ryan Singer, an amazingly talented comedian. So comedians from all across the world send him short films that are under 5 minutes, and then he selects the best of those films. And I'm told that this is the best year that we've had so far, so very excited to see that. The rest of the festival is open submission. So the shorts that we got were screened by a festival committee, and they watch all the shorts, and then they pick the best shorts, and those go into the festival. And then this is our first year where we actually opened up those submissions to feature films. So we also screened feature films, and that's how they were selected by committee, and then the board approves those selections.
Great. Let's talk about some of the highlights of those films.
Sure. Some of the highlights are the International Shorts Block, which is playing at noon on Saturday. That's films from around the world, so you'll be able to see films that you'll never be able to see anywhere else on the big screen, downtown Dayton. That's from a variety of places, and those films are, again, curated by the Festival Programming Committee. And then we also have the Give to Live movie at 2 p.m. on Saturday. That's a great film about charity work and the importance of charity work, so if you're interested in that, please come out and support that documentary. We also have an Ohio Shorts Block, which is really fun because you have all these filmmakers from Ohio, because Ohio has so much talent in filmmaking. And a lot of those filmmakers actually come out to the screening, and so audiences will have a chance to interact with those filmmakers during that Shorts Block. That's 4 p.m. on Saturday. 7 p.m., we have Zero Motivation, which is an Israeli film, and it's a comedy, and it's won a bunch of awards. It's a predominantly female cast, and there's a lot of great female leads in that. And then at 9 p.m. Saturday night, we have Pitch It. If you're an aspiring screenwriter, you just have a great idea for a film, you come out, you tell us your great idea, and you get feedback from screenwriters in the industry to tell you how to shape that story. So that's always a lot of fun.
How has participation been for the Pitch It segment?
Pitch It is always, there's a lot of people there, there's a lot of energy, there's always a big crowd. So it's a great environment to both get feedback and to get feedback from audience members as well.
And for the final day of the festival, Nicole, tell us what's in store for Sunday.
One of the really exciting things that we have happening is our award ceremony, and that's an opportunity for Film Dayton to recognize all of the amazing talent that we have in the region. And this year, we're offering the Filmmaker Award to Jim Klein, who's been working in the industry for many years. He's just a great treasure that we have here in Dayton in terms of film. And then we're also giving out an award to Jonathan McNeil, another very active member of the film community here, for all of the great work he does with the LGBT Film Festival, as well as his work at the Neon. So please come out and support both Jonathan and Jim, as well as other awards. There will be audience awards that we'll be giving out as well. So the awards ceremony is really the wrap-up to the whole festival, and it's a time for us to celebrate film in Dayton. Some of the other cool things happening are workshops. That's something that people might not know about, is that the festival also offers workshops related to film. So we have a workshop called The Critic's Perspective, and that'll talk about what makes a great film. How do critics evaluate films? And so it's an opportunity to learn about how scholars look at films and how people that review films and television and newspapers look at films. We also have a wonderful workshop that's going to be going on that's auditioning for actors. So if you're an actor or you're interested in working with actors, this is a great opportunity for you to learn about how to audition. And that's at 2 p.m. At Think TV, and that will be led by two people in the industry that have a lot of experience working with actors.
You've got a feature, Stomping Ground, directed by Dan Reiser.
So it's the search for Bigfoot. So this is about a guy who has a girlfriend, you know, that she believes in Bigfoot and they're searching for it. So if you're interested in that and you want to go squatch in with us at Film Dayton, please come out for that. That's actually an Ohio film. So the director will be Skyping in to talk about how he made this film. And this is his first time feature. So it's very exciting.
Let's talk a little bit more about the local input on this film festival. Locally, the film industry is growing within Ohio and right here in the Miami Valley as well.
It's a really exciting time to be in Dayton because there's all these great movies coming through town and shooting. So recently we just had a Miles Davis movie biopic that just shot downtown. And we've had a lot of people in the region working on that. We also had a lot of people from the region working on a film that recently wrapped called Carol. That's directed by Todd Haynes and stars Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. So it's really been a great last year in terms of film. And we're really excited at Film Dayton to try to attract even more films here and have a lot more film made in the region.
Great. Lots of fun today for people who can make it down to the Eichelberger Film Dayton Festival. It is the 6th annual festival. And Nicole, where can folks find out the details?
You can go to either our Facebook page, which is just search Film Dayton, or you can go to filmdayton.com and you can purchase tickets ahead of time there, or you can come on down to the Neon and purchase tickets at the box office there as well.
Nicole, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yes, thanks for having me.